Blog Talk Radio.
Anyone want coffee? Hello, fellow book writers and caffeine fiends. Welcome to A Daily Cup of Joe, where you'll get to hear from publishing industry pros and affirm your inner bookworm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of A Daily Cup of Joe. Wednesdays are discussions with attendees of Utopia who've had revelations while at the conference. Those writers who've been moved by the event to do more, be more, and accomplish things they never considered before attending. I'm Joe Michaels of the Joe Michaels blog, and I'm your host tonight. I have a very special guest with me today. If you're in the author world, you'll know Michaela Mills. She's taking the indie world by the horns and commanding it to do her bidding. We'll discuss Michaela's books, ask her what she took away from and learned at UtopiaCon, and we'll get into a few other things she's got brewing. Ready? Grab a cup of Joe and let's get to it. How are you tonight, Michaela?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm most excellent. So I have a question for you right off the bat here. Let me just jump into it. How do you take your coffee?
You know, I take it with butter, coconut oil, and a little bit of sugar-free sweetener. I bet that's a first for you.
That is a first for me. That's rather interesting. I'm trying to imagine those flavors in my head right now. All right, it sounds yummy, though, I have to admit. Do a lot of people raise an eyebrow when you're at Starbucks?
You have to blend it so that it emulsifies.
Oh, so the butter's for the emulsification.
I don't usually. Yeah, and it makes it creamy, like cream would do, because it's basically just a form of cream. But it has all the good fats, and it gives you a lot of good, healthy energy right off the bat.
Okay, that actually was a first for me, and I wasn't sure if you were kidding, but now I know you're not, and that is awesome. I love how special you are. It just makes me happy. Oh my goodness, love it. I love it. Okay, so we're just going to jump into discussion at Utopia, where I met Michaela, by the way, everyone. She was awesome. She did the lip sync battle and completely rocked it out. It was crazy. If you haven't seen those videos, go look it up on YouTube. Insane. So, Michaela, share with us what revelations you had while you were at Utopia. What was that thing? And you were like, aha, after you got to the conference.
You know, for me, it was really, I'm trying to find the best way to put it into words. So, you know, I've heard about, you know, indie publishing and self-publishing and everything, but, you know, there were a lot of misconceptions to be had about both of those. And I think going to Utopia really put a lot of those misconceptions to rest. And that was really eye-opening for me that, you know, I could be a real author. You know, I don't have to go through a traditional publisher to publish and to be a quote unquote real author. That was a huge revelation for me.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. Oh my goodness. It just makes me so excited. I love indies. Well, you know that, but yeah,
you
I'm
do
the author. Indie. Yes, I am the person who like tells people, you know, don't do a vanity press. Don't do this. Don't do that. Do it yourself. We can help each other. That's what we're here for. I love it. So what was the one event during the con that caused you to be like, wow, I can do this. It's me, all me. I can be published and people will take me seriously if I do it myself.
Okay, so without, you know, stroking your ego too much here, it was actually when you and I were talking during one of the signing events, and we were just kind of chatting about different things, and you were like, here, let me show you all this stuff that you know, we can help you with and that you can do on your own, and you just kind of started throwing all this stuff at me. It was a little overwhelming, but also incredibly awesome at the same time. Just that people are willing to help you and throw themselves at you to help you without necessarily, you know, needing to ask. Because I'm one of those people that I have a hard time asking for help. So, you know, having it thrown at me is nice.
Yeah, I'm one of those people who throws help at other people. I don't really ask for it myself unless I really need it. But I feel you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, like I said, without, you know, like stroking your ego or anything, that was really what did it for me.
Seriously, I live and breathe for those words. I really do. It's the people in my life who come to me and say, oh, my gosh, I did it. And it was all because you told me that I could. It just makes me so proud of all of you. I'm just so proud of you. Oh, my goodness. I want to hug you right now. Okay, so we know how it changed your mindset, obviously. So in 2016, are you going to do lip sync battle again?
Oh, I plan on it. It depends on how Janet releases the sign-ups for it, because I have a feeling this time around we're going to go fast. So
I think they went pretty fast last time. Didn't you guys get in, like, because somebody dropped out?
No. I was the second team to sign up, and it was the same day that they went up. But there was one team that was up for a while, then they dropped out, and it opened up a spot, and then it let somebody else in. But that wasn't us.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, that was the Vanilla Hillbillies, right?
That sounds right, actually.
They were awesome, too, you guys. Again, you have to go check out those videos if you get the chance. Oh, my goodness. They're hilarious and awesome.
So much fun.
So much fun. You totally killed it, I just have to say. Okay, so what are you most looking forward to in 2016? You're welcome.
In general, or?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I am looking most forward to being able to expand my horizons in 2016. I know you and I kind of talked a little bit about this before, but I'm part of the Debut Collective anthology that's going to be coming out in 2016. And mm-hmm. I'm looking to be able to hopefully make it back to Utopia again and hit up a couple of other writing conventions as well. Utopia was my very first writing convention that I'd ever been to. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a big deal. And now it feels like home, and I kind of don't want to miss it again. So got to make it happen.
That's what everyone who has been says, that they will not miss it again. It was like when it was over, they didn't want to go home. So they knew mm-hmm. that was where they needed to be. So it's very exciting to hear someone else agree. So about the Debut Collective, tell me about it. Where did the idea come from? How did you guys get together? They asked me to be in, and I was like, I can't commit. So I won't, you know, I don't know if I'm going to have the time, so I'm not going to say yes. But tell me
well,
about it.
It actually started as a Facebook group that was a spinoff of Utopia, the Utopia group. And it was just a bunch of us that went to Utopia. And it started out as people who were unpublished, and we were just committing to being published in 2016, period. Just finding a way to make it happen, getting our stories out there. And then right. Chantel had this idea, Chantel Suma Martin, had this idea along with Colleen Nye to maybe put together an anthology of short stories. And that way we are ensuring that we're getting published and we could debut it at Utopia next year. And so that's kind of how it came to fruition.
That's awesome. I was looking at it the other day. I haven't really had a whole lot of time. As you well know, I'm extremely busy. Ladies, blogging, all the good things. So I was looking at it the other day, and I saw that you guys have, like, split it into five different parts. What is that about?
So we have five different topics, I guess you could say. I can't remember what all five are. I know three of them are stories about underdogs. One is a story about love against all odds. And then the other one has a theme of secret identity. So they're basically five different themes. I can't remember what the other two are. I'd look it up, but I'm driving.
It's really cool. So the overall theme is stories of bravery, right?
Right, exactly.
Awesome. And for those of you who don't know, Utopia 2016 is all about fighting for your right, and it's about bravery and overcoming things in your life to do what you know you are were meant to do. In our case, it's writing. So I think that is awesome that you guys got together and are doing that. I can't wait to get hold of it, I have to tell you. Where are the proceeds going to go? Are you guys going to donate them to charity, or are you going to split them and keep them, or how is that all going to work?
You know, I honestly don't know. I'm just excited to be writing.
Yeah, I saw on your website where you're giving people like a look into the book you're working on called The Bunker.
That's actually a book I was working on, and I set it aside because I had another story that just kind of gripped me, and I had to dive into it when I did. But yes, I do have The Bunker. It's the first. It will be the first in a trilogy, a dystopian novel.
Oh, awesome. Well, if you guys want to check it out, it's on Michaela's website. The link is in the description for this show. You could go and read like a partial of The Bunker there, which is just, that's very clever. I had never thought of like putting a partial on my website for people to go read. So props to you there. So
Thank you.
Do you have a favorite activity or panel that we did in 2015? Which one was your favorite and why?
Of the panels from Utopia?
Or activity, a favorite panel or activity. And you can't say lip sync. That's that's taking
the word out. Darn it. Because that was my favorite. Oh, my gosh, that was so much fun. Let's see here. You know, there was, okay, so I can't necessarily say it was a fun one, but it was still my favorite just because of the field. Chelsea Starling hosted a mini panel in the bar talking about writing through PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, which I suffer from. And so it was really nice to have that space and be around other people that have experienced that and have found a way to be able to write through their experience and find a way of using writing as a cathartic activity. And that's kind of where I approach it from as well. So I would have to say that was probably my favorite out of all of them.
I was there with you. It was a very powerful little talk she gave, I have to admit.
You
are awesome. We're going to leave out that.
It was very moving.
So yes, it was. It was. I didn't want to leave, so that told me that, you know, she was doing a good job.
Right, exactly. And it ran over, and the person who was supposed to go after her was like, no, 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 keep this going. This is better. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, that was funny. That was actually Katie John.
Oh,
we
that's right.
Right through her talk. Yeah. So she was okay with it, though. She was cool about it. She's actually participated in the discussion in Chelsea's little talk. So it was kind of
yep.
Twofold happy dance. Yeah. So I hear that you're heading up the book side of the book hub side of Indivisible. You want to tell the listeners a little bit about what Indivisible is and what book hub is? Cause I mean, who knows?
Well, I am still learning as I go too. So Indivisible is a website for, bloggers and freelance writers and editors and everything like that within the indie world to come together and learn from one another, be able to find resources all in one place. The book hub side, which I am helping to head up right now, is specifically for bloggers and finding resources for like authors who are looking for bloggers to help them, you know, promote their books, get word out, get other information out as well. So that's kind of how things are going. Things are getting a little bit reorganized right now. We're looking to do kind of a relaunch of the site here in a couple of months. But in the meantime, we're just kind of gathering everything together and figuring out how best we want to approach things.
That's awesome. We're actually, Indie Books Gone Wild is part of the Pub Hub side of Indie Visible, so I kind of know what's going on over there, but I wasn't really sure about Book Hub. So that gives me hope, because I'm working on a series on my blog on how to run your own blog tour, and that would be a great resource to point people to find those bloggers that they usually wouldn't have contact with. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I will be sure and put the link in the description for the show in case any listeners want to go check out Indie Visible. I will add the link down there once Michaela and I are done talking here. So what authors live near you? I know you said you met a bunch of them at Utopia. It is that place where you have to travel 800 miles to meet someone that lives 5 minutes down the road. It's just crazy. So which ones did you meet, and which ones live near you?
So this is really funny, actually. Sean McGuire and Corinne O'Flynn both live in the same little town that I live in, not just the same like general metro area, but the actual same town. And our children go to school with one another. So that was kind of a what? In fact, Corinne and I were talking today that our daughters are in the same orchestra class together at school. They know one another. So it was just kind of one of those, wow, okay, small world. But it took us going to Nashville, Tennessee to meet each other, which I find highly amusing. And then there's A.G. Henley, Amy Henley. She lives here, and Lisa Brown Roberts as well. And of course, Kim Holden also lives here in Denver.
Oh, so, Kim Holden.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I know.
It is crazy. Yeah, you guys should definitely have coffee day and invite Kim to join you. That would be epic. So tell me about your blog. I was on your website, and I noticed that you do, like, little book reviews, and then you do music reviews. So where does that come from?
Okay, so my original blog goes all the way back to 2010. I started out as a music reviewer. I used to get albums from various labels a week before they would drop to get reviews out there, get word out there. And they would send me anything from, like, movie scores, like orchestral scores, to like gangster rap, to just random things. And so that's kind of where I started. And then my database became corrupted, and I kind of gave up on my site trying to put it back together. And so I took everything down and gave up on it. And then I took a break from my blog for a while due to health reasons. And when I came back, I was like, I really want to get back into this. I don't know if I want to do just the music stuff anymore. My interests have really fleshed out beyond music. And so I decided, you know, I'm a writer. I love to write. I might as well branch out into the world of books and do book reviews and help other authors promote their works and kind of network and that kind of thing. So that's kind of the shortish long story of my blog.
I love authors helping authors. Oh, my goodness. I do the same thing. I review so to help people get the word out and to build their reviews on everywhere because, you know, we live and breathe for those. But you telling me that it actually all falls into place with the lip sync battle and the remix that you did of the song, it was awesome. So I'm getting the picture now. It was very good. As tiny as you are, sweetheart, you owned that stage. It was awesome. So,
thank you.
Tell me, besides the debut collective, what we can expect to kind of see coming from you soon? Like, what are you working on?
Well, I have committed to myself, and I hope I can do this. I have committed to myself to publish my very first novel. It's the very first one that I wrote. It's been sitting for a while. Several years ago, I shopped it around. I did the whole querying and everything and got a ton of rejections, but I got a lot of personalized rejections, which were, we just don't know how to market it. We don't know where to put it on a shelf. And they're like, we like the story. We just don't know what to do with it, which is frustrating because I'm thinking, isn't that your job? I don't know. Maybe I don't know, but that's what it seems like. That's your job. So a very small press, it wasn't a vanity press, but it was a small press, picked it up several years ago And I was in the process of my second revision with the editor that they gave me when the publishing house went under, and then Penguin ended up buying them. And when Penguin bought them, they said they weren't going to pick up anybody that wasn't already published. Even though there were contracts in place, the way that they did their purchase of this company that went under, I kind of fell off the side. So I was kind of disheartened at that point. It was just such a grueling process of shopping it around that I just didn't want to go through it again. So after Utopia and you and everybody, you know, being, you know, indie's where it's at, you know, just do it. I'm taking the Nike approach and I'm going to just do it. I'm going to put it out there. I need to get my cover redone a little bit. It's that one I showed you at Utopia. I just need to tweak it a bit. Mm-hmm. And then I want to get it through one more edit just to get it as polished as I can before I put it out there. So I'm hoping to get that done here within the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm. 6 months. Woo! Okay, everybody, you heard it here first. Michaela's going to have her book out.
I know!
I'm totally holding you to that.
Yeah. Totally would,
being
too.
An indie author, you know, jumping into indie is like joining a cult. It's like, we come to the dark side, we have cookies. Yeah, we love it.
Right. did you say dark side or dark side?
Either or, actually, because we fit both. We are the weird, so come and embrace your weird. Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
So I totally feel you on the don't know how to market it. That was my very first book. It was a historical fiction / romance / kind of brutal. It's the life story of Genghis Khan. And every agent rejection that I got with that first novel that I ever tried to publish was, we don't know how to market this. There's no definitive audience. And I was like, okay, I'll just do it myself. So then I quit, you know, querying anyone ever, and just went full on indie. So I feel you. I totally feel you. It's daunting, but once you do it, there's no turning back. We don't let you go ever. Yes, it's awesome.
You're killing me, Smalls.
So I don't know if that's funny. Have you heard about the Harry Potter movie film thing we're doing?
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Okay, you're excited about that too. It's based on Harry Potter fan fiction, so we're gonna have that at least a screening for the film that was like a short film that was made from the fan fiction. Are you looking forward to that?
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh!
No,
I'm
not
totally
at all.
Looking
not even
forward to that.
Did you watch the one from UtopiaCon blog? Yes, I did.
Yes.
The first film was actually screened at the very first Utopia.
I did not know that, but that does not surprise me. That's pretty awesome.
Mic drop. Yeah, so
right?
Them coming back, yeah, for 5 years, the 5-year anniversary, like this just, it's so fitting, right?
Yeah, and I've watched both of them like so many times, and I made my kids come watch, and they're like totally enthralled, and oh yeah, I'm hoping to make Utopia a family affair next year.
Oh really? You're gonna bring the husband and the children?
I'm hoping to. I just got to make the financials work.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. There's a lot of husbands and kids there.
Yeah, and the way that they're gonna be doing it next year, it just seems like it's gonna make it even more open and fun friendly for the youngins.
Yeah, I had brought my 13-year-old niece this year. You met her. Her name is Allie, and she had such a good time. She's a heavy, heavy core reader. And I was like, all you authors need to thank me. I brought a reader with me. So, yeah.
Yes.
She was buying books like crazy. Yeah, she came home with probably 35 books.
Nice.
Yeah,
I came home with way too many books.
I did too.
Yeah, I posted pictures of all the books. I actually packed an extra suitcase just because I knew that was going to happen.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so many people did that. I drove, so I didn't have to worry about it. Yeah, jealous. Be jealous. I'm curious, since you're doing the debut collective, have you considered collaboration on anything else that, like, with anyone else from Utopia? Or if anybody approached you, would you be like, oh, yeah, I want to do that? Or would you be like, no?
I am totally open to it. You know, it's funny. I come across as very extroverted, but I'm really not. But I am always up for just about anything because I'll throw myself into everything. Sometimes I kind of throw myself into too much. I tend to bite off more than I can chew. But I would totally be open for that.
So, yeah, if you have an idea, like, shoot it out into the ether, you know, because, hey, you never know. Somebody else could be, you know, be interested in collaborating with someone else, you know, just, I'm just putting that out there. So anyway, tell me what you think about the war games that we're going to do at in 2016, like on the back lawn there. Have you heard about that?
I haven't heard about that.
Apparently,
so tell me about it.
Be like team versus team and things like tug of war and I don't know, maybe we can get some squirt guns or some paintball going. I'm not really sure, but Janet said it's going to be epic and awesome, and so we're going to do war games. She has it on the Utopia blog.
You know, as much
check it out.
Sounds like it would be a lot of fun. I am the world's biggest klutz. Probably end up hurting myself and end up in the emergency room. So, and I wish I was
you are
kidding.
Not. No.
Oh no, really, seriously. I had ankle surgery the day after Christmas, and I have now re-injured it, and I'm back in a walking boot. And in fact, while I'm on the phone with you, my surgeon just called. I have no idea what voicemail he left, but he just left me a voicemail.
That's awesome, but you totally cannot beat me on the fussy factor. No, I pick up an apple, all the apples fall, I trip over my own feet.
Uh-huh.
It's bad. It's so bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I had my oh yeah, no, heels, no. that's like a walking death trap.
Yeah.
My profile picture for a long time was a sign that said, if you fall, I'll be there, ground. That's me.
Oh my goodness, I love that. I love that. Well, at least you don't have to fall too far. So
short joke. For
yeah. Short jokes. No, you're just the cutest thing ever. I just seriously, like I said earlier, I just want to put you in my pocket and take you around with me and just have you there because you're awesome and you're just adorable and you're such a great conversationalist and you laugh so much. I love it.
Well, thank
you.
So,
are there any like words of wisdom you would like to give to anyone listening or notes of inspiration for other authors?
You know,
author?
Sounding cliche, I would say just write. And in my opinion, this is my personal opinion, there is no better way to write than to participate in National Novel Writing Month, which is in November. That's what really got me started, and I am one of the municipal liaisons for Denver, otherwise one of the regional coordinators for those that aren't familiar with NaNoWriMo. But it creates this huge community of the same boat as you, just writing, get together with them and just write. And it forces you to have a goal in mind, and when you have a goal, you know, most people, they see a goal and they're going to do whatever they can to reach that goal. So those are my
absolutely
words.
I love NaNoWriMo. I think it's the most awesome thing ever. Well, we have about 25 seconds. I just wanted to tell you, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate your time. It was awesome talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Joe. I feel just wonderful that you invited me on your show. This is amazing.
And I can't wait to see you next year because we all know you'll be there. So anybody listening, remember, her links are in the description of the show. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.